And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Blue Monday, how are you? Blue Monday. Got to work, plan to sleep all day. Here come Tuesday.
Oh. It is The Savage Nation with the last word in talk radio every day. 1-800. No, that's not the right number. What is my number? 1-855-400-7282 is my phone number from anywhere in the U.S. If you care to join the conversation and you're lucky enough to get on the air, wow. It's more powerful than a letter to the New York Times. If you think about that one, that's pretty good. Now, of course, I'm going to talk about the fact that we have never seen anything like the trashing of the White House by the Obamas. We know what Jimmy Carter did. He brought in low-rent guests and decimated the White House, turned it into basically a Yahoo event. The Obamas have brought the White House to a new low. Never mind the people that they've invited in there. We have a list of them over the years. The guests to the White House include rappers, sluts, other lowlives. They've debased the White House in plain English, but you're not supposed to say a word about it. You're not supposed to notice what they've done to the White House. But you see, if we're weak enough as a nation, that a man as slimy as Harvey Weinstein can dictate to the first lady and get her to appear during to award an Oscar. Do you understand what I'm saying? Back in 1998, I gave a speech at the Commonwealth Club entitled "Beware the Government Media Complex," because I was worried about what Bill Clinton was doing with regard to ownership of the media. I don't mean cross-ownership in the sense of they own the stock. I mean, you know, government media, state-run media. It was becoming very clear that the media had become like Pravda and Izvestia under Obama, under Clinton. Under Obama, it's come to a new level. When you have a man as, I won't use any other words other than Weinstein. All you got to do is say Harvey Weinstein to anyone who knows him in the business. It could become a noun unto itself. You're acting like a Weinstein. You are a Weinstein. Don't Weinstein me. It could change from person, place, or a thing to a verb, actually. We could go from the verb, from the noun to the verb, or the verb to the noun. Don't do a Weinstein on me. Oh, you're being very Weinstein. Harvey Weinstein is known to exhibit the worst of human characteristics to all those that I know who have dealt with him in business. So what does it tell you that Obama donor Weinstein arranged the Michelle Obama Oscars appearance, according to the Hollywood Reporter? The Silver Linings Playbook producer and promoter approached the Academy Awards president and producers who loved the idea. Michelle Obama, who said, "We watch movies all the time at the White House," also liked the idea. And so she made this appearance. Now, I never had much respect for Jack Nicholson. I always loved his acting, but I figured he was a typical DB. I can pretty much figure out, you know, how you spell that one. He always looked to me like a guy who way overestimated himself. I've always enjoyed his acting. This is the end of the Jack Nicholson experience, what he did to himself last night. It was not just introducing the First Lady. That's something that a pawn would do if he's asked to do it. But Nicholson coming on like he's still a wild, crazy guy. "Oh, I guess the reason they didn't have a woman up here is because I'd be looking at her sequins." You know, he's like the check pants guy from the 70s. He's wild and crazy, that Jack Nicholson. He's some ladies' man, that Jack Nicholson. "Oh, that Jack sure gets the ladies. Oh, the ladies sure love Jack. Oh, look at the twinkle in Jack's eye. Oh, that Jack is something." Did you hear any of this last night? Actually, I only listened to that. I did not watch the Oscars. But I did watch. I was lucky enough to tune in at the end and see a new low hit. So let's start with clip one on The Savage Nation.
"I don't suppose any of you have ever noticed that traditionally the Best Picture Award is presented solo. Probably because they want some guy like me messing around making comments about sequins, chiffon, ringlets."
Oh, you're so wild, Jack. Jack can still get it on. However, that Jack's really wild.
"It's a great pleasure to introduce live from the White House, the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama."
Unheard of. My jaw dropped. I've never seen anything approaching this in my lifetime. I've never seen the debasement of the office of the presidency as I have under the Obamas. They have no class whatsoever. These two people are the lowest class inhabitants of the White House. And I'll stick by those words. I don't care who doesn't like it. I don't care what you apply to me. They could have said no, but they didn't say no. So now they're swimming with the sharks of Hollywood. Hollywood swimming with the sharks of the Democrat Party. And I could play Michelle's speech, but there's nothing there, and there's no point in playing it for you. There's no grist in that particular sound. I want to leap to something that I watched. The minute she started to speak, I turned it off. I couldn't believe what I was watching. So I turned on History Channel. And lo and behold, what are they running? They're running a story about the Nazi film industry. I said, this can't be true. Well, they picked it, obviously. They figured there'd be some people who would run away from the Oscars and, you know, have a program. The History Channel figured, this is interesting. It's got to do with the time the Nazis under Goebbels try to make movies to compete with America and to compete with Britain. And so they did a movie called The Nazi Titanic. It was astounding, the level of propaganda. Now, in watching the story on the History Channel on the Nazi Titanic, certain things jumped out of the TV at me, literally right in my ears, and I said, I have to tell my audience tomorrow on the Savage Nation what I just heard. A few things I heard. One of the things I heard was that in order to get ahead in the Hitler Nazi film world, you had to be a member of the party, the Nazi party. Many of them were not really political. In fact, artists were traditionally apolitical in Germany and everywhere else, but it had become so obvious to German film producers and filmmakers and film actors and actresses and directors that they had to be Nazi party members to get ahead in the Nazi film industry once the dictator took over. A bell went off in my head as I watched the puppets of Hollywood, all members in good standing of the party. Not the Nazi party, of course. No. No, the Democrat Socialist Party USA. All of these very, very wealthy people acting like they're still downtrodden. So the Nazis of World War II made films, and it was a weapon. They said they could not win World War II with bombs alone. They said that they needed propaganda. And Joseph Goebbels, the head of the Nazi propaganda machine, personally commissioned a movie called The Titanic. It was a potent weapon, he thought, to demonize the English people. And it was supposed to be the Third Reich's cinematic masterpiece. I'm not going to go into the details because the allegories are obvious, and there's no point in talking about the movie itself. The bigger picture is what I'm talking about. The government media complex, the fact that in order to get ahead in Nazi Germany's film industry, you had to be a member of the party. And I said, boy, does that sound familiar to me? And I said, I have to mention that to my audience. Now, I don't know what to ask you, truthfully. I don't know exactly. Is there a question I can ask you attached to this? There's no question. I'll just have to keep talking with you because it's getting worse by the day under this this regime in the White House. Next, we hear the First Lady from the White House besmirching the office of the presidency itself, again in that wig, in that shock wig in clip two. Listen to her in the shock wig.
Thank you, Jack, and welcome to the White House, everyone. I am so honored to help introduce this year's nominees for Best Picture and to help celebrate the movies that
turn
lift
it off.
Our...
Shame on you. Shame on you, Michelle Obama. You have just dragged the White House to the lowest possible level. For you to take the White House, the office of the presidency, and do what you're doing to it by dragging it down to the level of the sewer pipe of Hollywood, as exemplified by that fabulous individual, Harvey Weinstein, is something that historians should note if we still had historians who are themselves not wanting to get ahead by being members of the party. Lisa in Massachusetts, you're up on the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I wanted to just comment. I saw the Oscar awards, and I was equally floored, shocked, when I saw Michelle Obama. And then I thought about it because I've seen the film, like many people have seen Silver Linings Playbook, and it made sense to me. And I just wanted to share this with you and your listeners.
Well, I don't understand. What did the movie have to... What made sense to you?
What made sense was Harvey Weinstein, I think he directed the film Silver Linings Playbook, and I saw that movie recently in Boston, and I
know, but why would the First Lady agree to besmirch the office of the presidency as she did by appearing via a video link before the slime of Hollywood?
Well, what made sense to me, and I know it's a loose connection, but it is a connection nonetheless, is getting back to that film again, if I may, just for a minute.
What's the gist of the film? I never heard. I don't even know what it is. What's it about?
It's about someone who deals with manic depression. And I'm a former clinician.
Oh, God, what a nation of whiners and losers. I've never seen anything like it. Did you hear my show on Friday? Did you happen to hear my show on Friday?
Where I
said that in China, Kung Fu academies are teaching hundreds of thousands of young Chinese the following: no weakness, no pain, no mercy. And here in America, we have a government teaching people to say, I'm weak, I hurt, and I need the government to take care of me. It's disgusting. A nation of weaklings cannot survive. Do you understand that? It's against the natural order of things. It's against nature itself. No society on earth can survive that encourages the people to claim that they're sick and they're weak and disabled and they need help from the government. The society implodes. No wonder Weinstein is so popular with the socialist grifters who are running the whole show. You know, I found a map. Someone sent it to me over the Friday. I put it up on michaelsavage.com. You have to look at the map. And the map is of the United States of America, and it shows 11 states where the number of welfare recipients exceed the number of job holders. This includes New York. It includes California and other states where if you tally the people receiving welfare, food stamps, and various other government handouts, the number of people on welfare in 11 states exceeds the number of people who hold jobs. Now, how can a country survive that has such a quotient? And how can a country survive that has such a devious president who continues to want to encourage dependency upon the government? That's the connection to the sewer pipe of Hollywood that I'm trying to tell you. Look at the themes of most of the products that come out of the sewer pipe of Hollywood today. Have you recently seen a soldier that was heroic? No. No. Most of the soldiers are either war criminals or in some way besmirched. When have you last seen a movie made by the sewer pipe controllers like Harvey Weinstein that showed a cop as a hero? How about the answer is never? Every cop that the warped, twisted minds of Hollywood produce have the criminals as the superhero and the cops as the criminal. And boy, are they laughing all the way to the bank, aren't they? You know, you can't buy a Gulfstream in Hollywood unless you produce movies that twist the world upside down. It's the Savage Nation. I'm going to talk a little bit more about this. 855-407-282 if you want to call in about... Well, I can ask you a question now. How do you feel about Michelle Obama appearing at the Academy Awards? I'll make it very basic. Maybe some of you loved it. Maybe you liked her wig. Maybe you liked her dress. Maybe you liked her sappy speech. Maybe you thought it was wonderful to see a presidency brought down to this level. I'm from another world, perhaps. Maybe I'm not in touch with reality. Maybe you know reality. I think that perhaps the next Oscars should be hosted by Louis Farrakhan, because during Sunday's annual Savers Day convention in Chicago, Minister Louis Farrakhan said that gangbangers could serve a better purpose by training to become soldiers who protect this group's assets. I'm not making up one word about what I'm going to say. He said this: all you gangbangers, said Louis Farrakhan, we know you love to shoot, but you're killing yourselves. All your weapons are illegal, and you're using them like savages. Farrakhan said he was going to contact Chicago's gang leaders with a proposition. He said since gang members are natural soldiers, they could be instructed in the science of war and taught to protect the Nation of Islam's property and assets. I'm not making up a word. Here's the last word that I'm going to read to you from Farrakhan's speech, and you'll see how it ties into the Obamas. Farrakhan said to the crowd of 10,000 people, even though one of our own has reached the highest pinnacle of the American political system, his presence has not, cannot, and will not solve our problems. What does he mean, one of our own? Does he mean a Muslim? What does he mean, one of our own has reached the highest pinnacle of the American political system? And he said his presence cannot solve our problems. So Farrakhan is basically implying that he needs a race war run by gangbangers to solve their problems. That's why I think Harvey Weinstein should call Louis Farrakhan immediately and invite him to be the presenter at next year's Academy Awards ceremony. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
History, tradition, prosperity. All things that we value in our lives. The common thread that binds us together as family. Identity Guard shares these values. That's why we work every day so that the people who trust us get the level of service and security they've come to expect from Identity Guard. We understand that your plate at times can become pretty full. Jobs, family, responsibilities, with everyone you watch out for, who's watching out for you? Identity Guard makes it easy to keep your personal information private and secure, helping to keep the information that is important to you and your family safe. We're always focused on helping to keep your identity safe to make your life just a little easier.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. This is an extremely limited offer, so you must sign up now and get your 30 days free to qualify for the shredder. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now. For the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Here's a vote for Abbott, southbound 101, Alum Rock Avenue. It's a crash off to the right shoulder. Northbound 101, Ralston Avenue in Belmont. Still have an accident. It was in the right lane. They've got the lanes clear. Traffic still slow from Woodside. Westbound 237, Great America Parkway. Have a stalled car. It's in the left lane. Traffic is backed up all the way to Zanker. And eastbound 580 near 150th, stalled big rig. Second lane from the left. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
The best damn morning show. Period.
It's time to play another round of Who's the Real Jackass, everybody? Could it be this guy?
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own.
Or is it this guy, ladies and gentlemen?
As Barack says, a three-letter word, Jobs. J-O-B-S, Jobs.
Who do you like better as the real jackass? Is it Barack Hussein Obama or Joe Butthead Biden?
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You push to talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Here we have a rare treat. The keeper of the forest, as some have coined her. Built to carry heavy loads, long distances, using minimal natural resources. Her coat of iron and steel keeps her safe. You can just feel the motherly instinct she has for her surroundings.
Sometimes the best things for nature come in unexpected forms. CSX trains move one ton of freight nearly 500 miles on a single gallon of fuel. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
On the next morning show, was the Tea Party created by the tobacco industry? That's what some say. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
And to help celebrate the movies that lift our spirits, broaden our minds, and transport us to places we have never imagined.
The sewer pipe of Hollywood doesn't do that, Michelle. What movies are you watching?
I want to congratulate all the nominees on their tremendous work.
You know what I think about it? My jaw dropped. I thought it was very low class of Michelle Obama to appear at the Oscars, because we all know that the Oscars celebrate everything anti-American, virtually everything. Everything that is against everything that the decent people in this country believe in is celebrated by the sewer pipe, through the sewer pipe of Hollywood. Doesn't mean it's not entertaining. It doesn't mean it's not entertaining. Many people find a fascination with bums, perverts, murderers. We all find fascination with these things, but you don't have a presidency that stoops to the level of celebrating it with them, do you? Some of you may disagree with me, like James on KSFO in San Francisco. James, you like Michelle Obama.
Yes, I think that she was very classy and was a cultural icon. I don't have any problem with what she did or how she...
Wait, sir, I missed something. She was a cultural icon in what sense?
No, she is. She is.
Well, what makes her a cultural icon? Tell me what's iconic about Michelle Obama.
Yeah, I think she's a perfect role model for the young lovers of this country. And she...
Lovers of this country. Now, what if Nancy Reagan had appeared by video? Would you have felt the same way?
She would have been fine to represent a movie industry that makes a lot of money for the United States. And
I see. So you like the sewer pipe of Hollywood, so therefore you see no problem with the First Lady of America swimming in that sewer pipe. I understand. I kind of get your point.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
For nearly a year, you've heard me tell you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS. Why? Because Federal Consumer Protection confirmed that their product gives you a 22% boost to the miles per gallon to your car. That's 22% more of mileage. That's right. If you use their product, it's like getting an extra quarter of a tank of gas. With all the turmoil in Egypt, every news agency is forecasting $4 to $5 gas by the end of the year. That translates to $1 a gallon savings. Can you afford not to use what Consumer Protection described as effective and meets and exceeds their 22% mileage claims? Now, I know the inventor of this product. He's a genius. And I don't use that description lightly. So please do yourself a favor and call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. Michael Savage is telling you to call 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427 now. If you have not called him already, 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. And start saving money on gas today.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowkes. Hot Talk 560 KSFO. More than 300 guns were turned in at a gun buyback in East Palo Alto over the weekend. Police handed out IOUs when they ran out of money budgeted for the event. Two Fairfield teenagers survived a car crash in which a 19-year-old Vallejo man was killed. Police say speed may have caused the crash on Monticello Road Sunday north of Napa. Taking a look at the roadways right now, eastbound 580, it's at Eden Canyon Road that we've got a stalled big rig in the second lane from the left. Westbound 24 at Broadway, getting reports of some debris in the right lane there. A signal malfunction eastbound 4 after Hillcrest. It looks like the off-ramp there is affected on Highway 4, and it's backing up onto the freeway. San Jose, southbound 101 at Alum Rock, have an accident. It's cleared off to the right shoulder. On the peninsula, northbound 101, slow and go between Woods side and Highway 92. Earlier problems cleared. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Homeowners, rates continue to drop and are at all-time lows. If you refinanced your mortgage within the last 18 months, you need to call Flagship Lenders now. We may be able to get you into a lower rate with absolutely no closing costs. That's right, no fees, period. With fixed rates at 60-year lows, you may be able to start saving money immediately, and it won't cost you a dime. We'll refinance your loan, and we pay for everything. Call Flagship Lenders now to lock in a low fixed rate with 0 points or fees. And the best part is that you may still qualify for a lower rate even if you're underwater, because we offer the hard-to-find HARP 2.0 program. Call Flagship Lenders now at 800-266-6475. That's 800-266-6475. 800-266-6475. Got Mortgage, DBA Flagship Lenders. Loan limits and restrictions apply. Rates and terms are subject to change and not all applicants may qualify. California Department of Corporations Finance Lenders License Number 6038922. NMLS Number 245420.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-978-9766 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-978-9766. 1-800-978-9766. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-978-9766.
Don't mind me. I'll just sit here quietly while you drive. Hey, so how many miles you got on this baby? Kind of a lot, huh? I'll be quiet. You know what doesn't have six-figure mileage on it? Every Honda-certified used car. Yep, each is a well-maintained late-model Honda. Each gets a grueling 150-point inspection, too. And I'll stop talking. Hey, this is where I get out anyway. So, yeah. Honda certified used cars. Next best thing to new. Just saying.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed it talk, we pushed it further. AT&T, rethink possible.
New activations only requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
On the next morning show, was the Tea Party created by the tobacco industry? That's what some say. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
These lessons apply to all of us, no matter who we are, or what we look like, or where we come from, or who we love. But they are especially important for our young people. Every day, through engagement in the arts, our children learn to open their
imagination. You got the picture. You've heard this pap before from school teachers across America browbeating our children into the liberal agenda. To me, it was a new low in propaganda. I've never seen anything like it. It was jaw-dropping. It was a propaganda moment in American history that should never be forgotten. To bring the First Lady down to this level, to besmirch the office of the White House, to show you that, look, Michelle and Barack Obama truly don't understand what they're doing to the office of the presidency, or do they? I mean, that's really a question for someone else. I don't know if they really know what they're doing. I know that they have an agenda and they know what they're doing with the First, Second Amendment, several others as well, ban guns, ban free speech. We can go down the amendments one by one if you'd like, and I will show you what this man's ultimate punch list would be. I was laying in bed last night thinking about it. If this man had no Congress to impede him, this left-wing fanatic and his wife and his mother-in-law, what would their agenda be, I asked myself. And I went down the list of amendments to the U.S. Constitution, and I said, well, let's see, the First Amendment, he'd like to eliminate any opposition to his policies in the media. Second Amendment, you know where he wants to go with that, completely disarm the population. Never mind, take away clips, take away this. This man would like to take your gun away.
If that schmuck in New York can take your sodas away, this one can take your guns away, figures. If this guy can take away the sodas from the poor, this little Mussolini there, this Napoleon in New York, this little schmuck, whatever his name is, the billionaire putz of New York. I forget his name. I really do. Bloomberg. Bloomberg is an example of what it proves the point that you could be a billionaire and a moron. Why would the man target large sodas who the poor use in order to save money? If you order a pizza, they order a 32-ounce bottle of soda to split with people. So this rich putz, Bloomberg, says, no, no, you're going to only buy a 16-ounce soda so you can pay for two sodas, number one, and number two, you could add plastic to the landfill. We're going to increase pollution and increase costs because I want you to not have more soda in your house. So now, first of all, it's unconstitutional what Bloomberg did. There is no way in the world he could get away with this if someone were to fight him, by the way. But Bloomberg is so out of touch with reality. I'll ban salt, nothing. I'll ban fat, nothing. I'll ban this, nothing. I'll ban that, no opposition. So it's the same on a national level. But getting back to the White House, I have to ask you, and I'll move on to other topics. We do have the Louis Farrakhan speech, which is going to bring the house down, because you're not going to believe what's being planned behind the scenes. You're not going to believe it. This didn't come out of nowhere. It came out of Farrakhan on the very day. On the very day that these other things were going on. Do you think that Michelle Obama's appearance at the Oscar ceremony via video link was disrespectful to the office of the presidency is a decent, fair question. Let's begin in New York City tonight on WABC. Kathleen, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation.
Good evening, Dr. Savage.
You're one of the eight women listeners that I have in New York City. That's wonderful.
I thought Michelle Obama, I had turned on the TV just to check out the dresses and the shoes. I'm a woman. Then I turned it on at the end of the show, hoping I would catch whatever. And Jack Nicholson comes out with this big baggy suit on like he's a clown. And when he introduced Michelle Obama, I thought it was despicable. I could not believe that.
Yes. Well, he was despicable. He was still trying to act like he was the wild, potent, a goat still running after women. He was still the wild guy. No. You know, I never liked men who always boasted about their sexual conquests. I've known them my whole life. Usually they're impotent and they're hiding something. Jack Nicholson reminds me of that type. But to exhibit it again at age, 70, whatever. Oh, they didn't have a woman up here with me because I'd be talking about her dress. And the audience on cue. Oh, that Jack is a wild card. He's some potent guy, huh? He has a way with the ladies. I mean, did you hear all of that yourself, Kathleen?
That there was four soldiers, or more than four soldiers, behind her. She never once mentioned them, introduced them, thanked them. You know, one female.
Well, because it was all about her. It was all about her. And I think that we have covered the story here. I personally think it was offensive. It's a new low in propaganda. Don't you think so?
Absolutely.
Thank you. Yes, although I'm number one in male demos in New York City, beating all other stations in January, men 21 plus, which means the younger people like me as well, by the way. You could say, oh, it's only old white guys. Well, I guess it's old white guys and black guys and Hispanic guys and Asian guys over 21, because I'm number one in the biggest station in America, which is on WABC in my time slot. How could that happen? He didn't go through Harvey Weinstein. How'd he get on the radio? He's not one of us. He's not a party member. That Savage isn't a party member. How is he getting ahead? How can he get ahead? He's not a member of the party. He's not carrying his little card around. Member of the Democrat Socialist Party USA. So anyway, she's one of my eight listeners amongst all of the men. Lots of men, but only eight women in New York City listen to me. I want you to hear clip 13 going back to that movie that I saw on the History Channel last night about the Nazi Titanic movie. And I want you to listen to this. It's chilling to listen to 13. Listen.
The propaganda message of the film, in some ways, quite simple and straightforward. It demonstrates this idea that a society is really in collapse when it begins to value profit over people, really is an important message that I think that Goebbels' propaganda ministry really hoped to put out there.
Only by distorting the facts can Goebbels achieve the message he wants to convey. that the corrupt British will be better off ruled by the morally upright Nazi Party.
Morally upright Nazi Party filled with junkies and degenerates, heroin addicts, cross-dressers, mass murderers, child killers, rapists. That's the morally upright Nazi Party. But putting that aside, what's interesting to me is that Hitler's message in many ways parallels that of the Occupy movement. The Occupy movement, which has many supporters in the Democrat Party, says that profit is illegal, rather illicit, and the people should be put ahead of profits rather than you shouldn't have a society built upon capitalism. Hitler had the same viewpoint because he was a socialist. Hitler was a national socialist. Now, what do the Democrats and the national socialists have in common? Unfortunately, too many things. You don't want to accept it. You don't want to see where this is going and how it can end up with the worst possible consequences, but I do this for a living, so I see things. I am like Linkeus, the pilot seer of the Argonauts, to bring it into science fiction. I fly on the highest mast in talk radio, probably in the American media. I see things from the highest mast in the media, and I see much farther ahead than anybody in this country in the media. I challenge you to prove anyone who sees farther than I do. And I am telling you that the Democrat Socialist Party of America today under Barack Obama has too many things in common with dictatorships of the past. Let's leave it at that without getting too specific. 855-407-282, Michelle Obama. It got me sick, so I tuned to the History Channel. I actually couldn't sleep all night, to be frank with you. I had a very disturbed night, very bad sleep, very bad dreams about government and politics. They chill me to the bone. They scare me. And the reason they scare me is because these people are ruthless, ruthless in everything that they do, the Democrats. Maybe I'm wrong, though. Maybe you loved Michelle Obama at the Oscars. I thought it besmirched both the office of the presidency and told us more than we wanted to know about the classlessness of these two people in the White House. I don't know how else to put it, so I'll make it the way I would say it to somebody in a kitchen. There, I just said it. They have trashed the White House. Not too long ago, for example, they had one of the most disgusting entertainers in history in the White House, Chris Rock. Now, what is he doing in the White House? Not a war hero, but this thing in clip four. Listen to this.
Hi, I'm Chris Rock with a special message for white people. In times like these, you need a white president you can trust. And that white president's name is Barack Obama. Let's take a look at the facts. For the first two-thirds of his life, Barack Obama was known as Barry, which is the third whitest name on earth, right after Cody and Jeff. And these are the white people who raised Barry. Madeline and Stanley Dunham. They're so white they have to wear sunglasses because they're hurting each other's eyes. After college, Barry went into black neighborhoods in Chicago to try to organize people. How white is that?
I don't know if you understand how dangerous this situation is becoming. When you have a seamless marriage between the most powerful propagandists in history, Weinstein and company and others, and a White House intent upon not only disarming but disemboweling the entire nation of its dignity, because again, I'm using my words very carefully chosen, by the way, you have a very dangerous situation. And there's no one on the other side to oppose them. See, that's the danger. There is no Republican Party. Where is the Republican Party? It doesn't exist. It's a group of schmucks running around with golf clubs and scotch glasses looking for something to do. There is no Republican Party. There is no opposition. Nothing. Nothing. There's no two-party system anymore. We have a one-party system, and we have a seamless government media complex. Now, here's an interesting bridge to the next topic. There's a guy named Bill Plant, a CBS guy, standard old line leftist. He's suddenly offended that him and his friend Howie Kites, another leftist, are being cut out by the White House. All of a sudden, they're complaining, they're kvetching to each other, like two men on the boardwalk in Canarsie, sitting in the sun with their pants legs rolled up in the 1950s, with their varicose veins showing, complaining about their operations. Listen to CBS's Bill Plant kvetching
to Howie Kites. Listen to clip three.
We've gotten used to being called whiny lap dogs. I've heard it for 30 years. But this is not about a picture of Tiger Woods. This is about access to the president. And access to the president has been cut and pushed and curtailed over every administration I've covered. And here's the nub of it, Howie. This administration has the tools to reach people on their own. They don't need us as much. And to the extent that they're able to do that, they're undercutting the First Amendment, which guarantees a free press through many voices.
Yeah, Bill. Through many voices, sure. You mean many leftist voices, but even your leftist voices are not vociferous enough for these for this gang in the White House, are they? You're a little too soft for them, Bill. You're a little too soft for the gang that took over the White House. And so now they're pushing you out of the way. They're going around you. Not only that, but MSNBC now has operatives from the Obama machine on the air. This is, again, another alarm bell went off along the way in the tunnel. I mean, how many canaries can you send into the mine shaft of America's societal demise that don't come back, that the canaries die? How many canaries can we release into the mine shaft of the Obama presidency that dropped dead in the mine shaft until you realize that the noxious gas being released by the Obama administration will eventually engulf all of us? How's that for a metaphor? You can take that to the bank. I'm Michael Savage.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
History, tradition, prosperity. All things that we value in our lives. The common thread that binds us together as family. Identity Guard shares these values. That's why we work every day so that the people who trust us get the level of service and security they've come to expect from Identity Guard. We understand that your plate at times can become pretty full. Jobs, family, responsibilities, with everyone you watch out for, who's watching out for you? Identity Guard makes it easy to keep your personal information private and secure, helping to keep the information that is important to you and your family safe. We're always focused on helping to keep your identity safe to make your life just a little easier.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. This is an extremely limited offer, so you must sign up now and get your 30 days free to qualify for the shredder. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
It's like an amazing thing having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at Carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit Carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Is about traffic southbound 101 San Jose before 13th Street. Crash, second lane from the left block. Traffic backed up towards Lawrence Expressway. Southbound 680th Story Road. The off-ramp blocked by a stalled car. On the peninsula, northbound 101 Hillsdale. It looks like a motorcycle conked out. It's in the left lane. You got slow traffic as you approach. Getting better, but still heavy from Holly Street. Northbound 101 out of San Francisco. It's going to be slow, really, eastbound from the split onto the lower deck. I'm Dave Fowkes, KSFO.
Everyone says use Zero Res. That's what people who use Zero Res are saying. Call the professionals at Zero Res to come and sanitize and extract the winter bugs from your house. It's like a spa treatment for your carpet, upholstery, and tile. Zero Res uses alkaline water instead of soap to sanitize your carpets, leaving it soft and smelling fresh. Zero Res is green, safe for pets, kids, and allergy sufferers. Zero Res technicians are prompt, polite, and professionally trained. You'll feel safe having them in your home. If your home's full of winter dust, then get it clean. Zero Res Clean. Traditional methods leave your carpet sticky and wet. Zero Res leaves a fresh smell and it dries quickly. No one gets your carpet closer to new than Zero Res. No more stiff, crunchy carpet. Everyone says use Zero Res.
Ask about the KSFO special. $119 for three rooms, and they'll clean your front carpet and floor mats in your car, truck, or van for free. Call 877-321-0739 or book online at ZeroBayArea.com. Zero Res also cleans commercial spaces. Call for a quote today.
Hey, check this out. For the first time that we at Cash Call know of, and we've been doing this a long time, Cash Call is offering a 15-year fixed-rate mortgage at 2.75% rate and APR up to $625,000 with absolutely no points or fees of any kind. That's right, 2.75%, and if you just make the scheduled monthly payments on time, your home will be free and clear in just 15 years. Are you kidding me? Look, even if you refinanced recently, invest a little time to put savings in your pocket every month for the next 15 years. Thanks, Mr. Fed. Run to the phone and call 866-590-CASH, and we'll run the numbers and tell you exactly what you'll save. Don't be a dummy. Save the money. So call 866-590-CASH for 2.75% 15-year money today.
Applicant must meet credit and income requirements. Rate subject to change without notice. See website or call 866-900-8744 for terms and restrictions. Loans made pursuant to Department of Corporation's California Finance Lenders Law License. NMLS 35512.
That's 866-590-CASH.
Your company has unlicensed software on company computers. You told management, but they ignore the problem. Be part of the solution by reporting software piracy confidentially to BSA, the Software Alliance. Go online and report it at nopiracy.org.
All aboard. Spot sea lions, seals, dolphins, and more from your San Francisco Whale Tours yacht. SweetJack.com scored half off your 90-minute eco-adventure.
Sweet Jack, now that's a real sweet deal.
SweetJack.com.
Mike Huckabee.
You can't go and poke the eyes out of the other side every day and then walk in and say, oh, by the way, we really love you guys. We'd like to work with you.
On Hot Dog 560, KSFO.
Yeah. Well, we're all sitting here, those of us who really know what America is, what it's become, and what it could be again, are sitting here watching in astonishment as Barack Obama and Michelle Obama debase the White House on a daily basis. Her appearing at the Oscars to me was a new low. She should have said no. She should have said, I can't do that. This is the presidency. There's got to be a wall between Hollywood and the presidency. But no, she went right along with it. And if you don't see the handwriting on the wall, I can't help you. George on WABC, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Michael, I did not watch that last night, but woke up this morning and online read about the Michelle Obama in the White House, and you nailed it on the head. I couldn't believe what I was hearing. And then it comes to mind tonight as I'm listening to you, that what you do is a service of characterization of these kind of people. And you really show what they are, the way that they do these kind of things.
Well, I try to put in context what it means. In other words, on the face of it, you could say if you're a child, 11 years old, or a naive individual in America who thinks that his freedom is extreme because he can buy a blue shirt, a red shirt, or a green shirt, or he can dye his hair pink or purple if he thinks he's free, to him, having a first lady appear in an Oscar ceremony by video link is a cool thing. He doesn't understand the history of the nation, nor what this means in terms of the entire arc of the presidencies to see it debased like this.
Yes, my friend was...
That's right. So that's why I wanted to put in that context. Now, what I'm about to play for you is not directly related to the Obamas. Notice I use the word directly. I want you to listen to this because it's the most chilling thing you're probably going to hear today. Listen. I don't know where it is. I thought we had it ready to go, but I guess. But play it, I said.
So I look forward to working with all of you.
We're not clicking here. We're not clicking. I want to play for you Louis Farrakhan saying gangbangers could serve the Nation of Islam. Go ahead.
To all black leaders and organizations, the military leaders and gangbangers, all you gangbangers, we know you love to shoot, but you're killing yourself. We want to make you a defender of the territories that your nickels, dimes, and dollars and hours will buy. You are the natural warriors. to defend. And the science of war must be taught to us so that we will protect whatever God allows us to buy or to build.
Now, what if a white preacher said to the Ku Klux Klan or the Nazi Party USA that it's time for you to come together and stop being violent amateurs, come together and protect us, form an army to protect us from them? Tell me what would go on in the media the next day. I think that Bloomberg would drop his seltzer bottle and start screaming about banning the preacher. I think he'd stop his war against seltzer and soda, and he'd start screaming about this preacher calling for the Ku Klux Klan to arm itself and stop shooting at itself and start, you know, get together, in other words, a new white army. This is an amazing story. It's an amazing story. It shouldn't be overlooked. That was Louis Farrakhan, a not insignificant man in America today, suggesting gangbangers could serve the Nation of Islam. But what's most, I don't say puzzling, what's most disturbing about his speech is this. He said, even though one of our own has reached the highest pinnacle of the American political system, his presence has not, cannot, and will not solve our problems. He told this to the crowd of roughly 10,000 people, according to a report by Politico. So one of our own, does he mean Obama is one of his own racially or religiously? What does he mean by one of our own? That's number one. And then number two, what does he mean Obama's presence cannot solve our problems? But he's implying that if the gangbangers got together and formed an army and they were instructed in the science of war, they could solve their problems. And the FBI doesn't see a problem with this. The American people are that dumb that they don't see a problem with this. Okay. Well, if you don't know anything about Robert Mugabe in Zimbabwe, then you know nothing about Louis Farrakhan in Chicago. Or perhaps this is the civilian army that the president of the United States referenced during his first term, where he said that we need a private civilian army just as well funded, just as well armed as the U.S. military. In other words, he needed his own SS or his own SA. A little-known speech that could have been used by the false, fake, useless, pinko Republican Party to have destroyed Obama during the debates. But the false, fake grifters in check pants called Republicans refused to use that soundbite. And look what we have now. Yep. God sees the truth but waits. I only wish he didn't wait so long. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I don't suppose any of you have ever noticed that traditionally the Best Picture Award is presented solo. Probably because they don't want some guy like me messing around making comments about sequins, chiffon, rouge, ringlets.
Oh, get off it. Get off it.
However, tonight it is my great pleasure to introduce live from the White House,
wow,
the First Lady of the United States, Michelle Obama.
Welcome back to the Savage Nation. Look, we have been talking about the degraded popular culture forever on radio. We understand popular culture has been degraded in many ways. I don't have to go through it. Rap music is a degradation, for example, from the music that preceded it. Let's say rap music is a degradation from rock and roll. Let's put it to you that way. Let's start with that. The movies put out by the sewer pipe of Hollywood today, such as those of Weinstein and Company, and that other Tarantino, violence and pornography on a regular basis is a degradation of popular culture. And we understand that their degradation permeates our lives like a sort of fog that has toxins in it. So Bloomberg's worried about soda, and I'm worried about the toxic fog of Hollywood. Let's put it to you that way. So American culture has been debased. Now we wake up and we find out that American culture is so debased that a First Lady of the United States of America would dare use the White House as agitprop. Or is it that the agitprop of Hollywood is being used by the radicals in the White House? Can anyone tell me who's using who here? The answer is you don't know. You don't know whether Hollywood is using the White House or the White House is using Hollywood. You don't. There's almost no way to tell. But we do know that the seamless interaction between the two is very worrisome. It's not only a degradation of popular culture, but it's a degradation of the institution of the presidency, which is becoming increasingly irrelevant under this regime. Now, I could ask you again if you want to talk about that. I can also ask you about the Louis Farrakhan speech, which I played at the end of the first hour, which is very alarming, where he suggests that he's going to talk to the gangbangers in Chicago who could serve the Nation of Islam as an army. And then in the middle of that speech to his followers yesterday, he said, even though one of our own has reached the highest pinnacle of the American political system, his presence has not, cannot, will not solve our problems. He told a crowd of roughly 10,000, according to Politico. So is he referring to the fact that Obama is one of our own racially or one of our own because he's a Muslim? We don't know. But he says it will not solve our problems. But what, only gangbangers with guns united in an army being taught the science of war will solve their problems? And this goes right over the heads of the drug media. And this on the day of the Oscars, during the Savior's Day annual convention in Chicago on Sunday, where he says that gangbangers could serve the Nation of Islam. Not one peep, not one peep from the sheeple in the media. So to me, there's a very, very dangerous series of events going on. Unfortunately for you, I seem to remember a lot of things, and I put two and two together before you can add them up. I can see the four. But maybe you see it a different way. Maybe you loved Michelle Obama at the Oscars. Maybe you thought it was glorious to drag the White House down to Harvey Weinstein's level. I don't know. It's possible. Maybe you enjoyed it. How do you feel about that? 855-400-7282. That's the Savage Nation. 855-400-7282. How do you feel about it? Really, honestly. WMAL in Washington, D.C. Michelle, am I overreacting to Michelle Obama using the White House as a prop?
No, you're not. I was outraged. She used our nation's young men and women of our military standing there in dress uniform behind her as props as part of this Hollywood fantasy. It's an outrage.
Well, on my website, I gave it my own title. It's called A New Low in Propaganda. Do you agree that my headline is correct, A New Low in Propaganda?
Bingo.
I mean, how else can I say it? I see things. I come up with an instant thought. I put it up like an Instagram on the articles that I link. And there's nothing else I can say. It's a new low in propaganda. Have you ever seen anything like this before?
No, I was shocked. I couldn't believe it.
As a woman, did you think she was classy or classless?
Classless. I mean, and of course she had a nice brand new gown on and her new bangs and just, I'm sorry, I thought the whole thing was outrageous and classless.
Mm-hmm. And she praised the work of the movie industry before announcing the Iran hostage drama as the best picture winner. Now, that unto itself is very interesting because Ben Affleck thanked his friends in Iran for the movie. Ben has always been a flake. Did you hear clip 11? Play clip 11. This is Ben Affleck thanking his friends in Iran in the movie for making the movie with him.
I thank everyone in the movie, on the movie, worked on the movie, did anything with this movie, gets thanked. I want to thank Canada. I want to thank our friends in Iran living in a terrible circumstances right now. I want to thank my wife, who I don't normally associate with Iran, but...
All right, very funny. You're just so clever. You thanked everybody but the U.S. military, Ben Affleck, which is why you're detested west of the Hudson River. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. KSFO Dave, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I think Michelle appearing is just another facet of shaping a generation that just doesn't know the difference. You know, they don't know, they don't care, and they just keep dancing around the golden calf. They get just enough to keep them following without really asking where they're going.
All right. Well, that's a very cynical and a very it's a cynical but realistic view of the situation, and it's unemotional in a way. It's just an observation. Maybe I shouldn't be as emotional about it. Maybe we should have expected this from the two of them.
At this point in the journey, it's probably where we're at right now.
This cult of the personality that is exemplified by an entire generation is perhaps personified in its greatest measure by the Obamas. You talk about narcissism and ego. Wow. They don't even understand that it's a mark of classlessness to abuse the White House's image like that.
I think you're right on with Louis Farrakhan. He's somehow equating gangs with Islam, so apparently they have something in common.
I don't know. He's saying they should learn the art, science of war and unify to solve their problems. I would think that that's a call to arms, wouldn't you?
Yeah, apparently so. They're not going to take their guns away or register their guns.
Isn't that interesting? Because in Farrakhan's speech, he said all the guns you use to shoot each other are illegal. So he's saying basically the they're outside the government's radar, right?
Yeah, it all seems acceptable. They can have what they
want. Yeah, and not only that, but they don't have to register them because no one even knows they have them. How do you like that? They won't even be in the government registry. Only your gun will be in registry, and your gun will be seized. Isn't that nice? Dave, it's getting bad. And look, the best analogy I stumbled upon in the last hour was the old canary in the mine shaft. For those of you who know what that is, it's a very good one. Whereas that if you want to see if there's a gas leak, you release a canary in a mine shaft. If there's gas, which you can't smell, the canary dies if there's gas. The noxious gas being released by the Obamas has been killing one canary of freedom after another. I rest my case, and I'll move on. I will move on to your calls now. MAL, Washington, D.C. Angela, thanks for calling. You're up on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, I think that First Lady appearing on the I didn't watch it. I don't watch that type of thing. But it's just a part of the Obama machine, the political machine, and they're still in gear, and they're preparing for the 2014. They stay engaged. The machine is huge. It's vicious. It's effective. And I live here in Virginia, and they're gearing up their post-election machine and see how well it works in our gubernatorial race. I'm concerned because you say it quite well that it just doesn't seem to be an opposition to what they're doing.
Yeah, there is no opposition. I don't know of the opponents. Who are the opponents to the Obama machine? Who are they? Yes, I saw the story about what they're doing to smear the candidates in your home state with Soros' money. They got caught with their skirts down.
Well, the whole thing with the Obama machine is that it's still in motion. They're moving full speed ahead, and we just don't seem to know what to do or how to do anything about it. And as far as Louis Farrakhan is concerned, he's been doing that same type of call for arms for a long time. It's unfortunate because the black community is so it's not really a viable community because they don't have any fathers and men who even care about the women and children there. So what are they going to get together and do? Exactly what they've been doing for years until the men decide they want to care about the women and children there. So they're not even a concern. I wouldn't even worry about that.
You know, Angela, it draws me into another discussion because when I was at the Super Bowl, sitting next to me on my right was a black family, and the father was very much there. And the mother was very much there, and his children were very much there. And not like he became my best friend in, 30 minutes, but I thought at length about the black family in America, and I'm not black myself, so forgive me for stepping into a minefield, but I'm not afraid to talk about reality because I think that the truth is its own defense. We know what happened to the black family in this country, and we know who destroyed it. It was a viable series of businesses that were run by small businesses at that, that were run by black families right through the 60s. You're talking about tens of thousands of businesses throughout America. And then Lyndon Baines Johnson came along with the great welfare state called the Great Society, where the government became the new daddy, the new father. Women and children, I forget all the welfare acronyms they used for money for women for their children. On welfare, where they no longer needed a father in the house, along with the demise of the father, the importance of the father and the replacement by Big Daddy Lyndon and big government, there came a collapse in the businesses themselves. And that really is part and parcel of the whole picture. Would you agree or disagree with my analysis?
In some respects, that's true of some people, but that's not true across the board. There, it's just multifaceted. But the 60s is the beginning point of all of that. A lot of things happened in the 60s that include women being chased, people wanting to be married, people caring about their caring about God, caring about their churches, their families. It was the black community has been decimated and continue to be because you had a lot of sellouts in the black community to include the Jesse Jackson types, those types of people that held hands with the Democrat Party because the Democrat Party was the party of segregation. The Democrat Party always have been that way, and they still are today. They would have never got behind Barack Obama except that he's their exotic black that they feel they feel comfortable getting behind, but they would never get behind a black man from the traditional black American family. No such thing as that. You mean like
Colonel Allen West?
Yes, and not even so much because he's a Republican. They don't like that. But I'm just saying, just someone black that wanted to run for president on the Democrat side, they wouldn't have gotten behind him.
But do you remember how they excoriated Clarence Thomas? Do you remember what the vile left did to Clarence Thomas because they didn't like his politics?
I've seen a lot of that. I didn't understand it at the time because I was under the school of thought that black people wanted to uplift black people, so I didn't understand what was going on. And then I realized that there was a dynamic called liberal and conservatives, and that is one thing that's missing in the black community. A lot of black people see black and white. As I saw black and white, I didn't see the liberal and conservative side. So you have black people looking at what they call the white media, and they don't understand it's a liberal conservative type deal. So there's a lot of things that's going on. There's a lot of things that's not happening. There's a lot of on the conservative side, black Republicans not addressing the lies that have been spread about Republicans being racist. They're scared to address it because they're scared.
Yeah, they won't even take it on. What can they say? I've stopped beating my wife. The minute they say I'm not a racist, they say, well, when did you stop being a racist? See, that's how clever the devil really is. Angela, you're a very thoughtful woman. You're taking time out of a night on the East Coast. It's late already. To not do something else, and you're listening to the most thoughtful radio show in America right now, which is my show. And I say that because I know it's true, and I know people are waiting for it so they can bounce ideas off themselves, really. I'm going to send you a copy of my new novel, A Time for War, because I think you're going to love the ideas in it. And the minute I come back, I'm going to read you a story that I could not believe popped up. You know the two cruise ships that went dead in the water recently? Well, I got an article today from someone who said that a Chinese EMP attack crippled U.S. cruise ships. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
You know, it's that time again. Once a year, every year for the last decade, I sit down with author and Swiss America chairman Craig Smith, my friend, to discuss the true state of the U.S. economy and what to expect ahead. Craig and I have been right on the money every year like clockwork. This year, Craig turned up the burner and has boiled down the most critical news and financial trends into the simple truth. Swiss America is offering this confidential interview we recorded. It's free. Free to my listeners on compact disc or downloadable MP3 by simply calling 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN for free. Today, our great nation hangs in the balance. We're on the verge of becoming a perpetual welfare state. Call now for your free copy of the Savage Simple Truth CD and Craig's 31st anniversary newsletter, both free. No one hearing my voice now will be able to say we did not warn you. So call 800-289-2646. 800-BUYCOIN right now for the Savage Simple Truth. Call 800-289-2646. Be prepared.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you died tomorrow, would your family have enough to pay the bills? Or could they lose their house, savings, and dreams of a good education? You don't have to put them through that. Getting term life insurance to provide for your family is fast, easy, and amazingly affordable. A five-minute call to AIG Direct could save you up to 70%. Just listen to this. Less than $17 a month gets you a $250,000 policy. Now is a great time to get term life because some prices have dropped to their lowest rates ever. And AIG Direct has partnered with American General Life to bring you their lowest rates on term life insurance. Find out how incredibly affordable term life is through AIG Direct. Call now for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes just a few minutes, and through AIG Direct, you could save up to 70%. Call 1-800-467-8616. That's 1-800-467-8616. 1-800-467-8616.
The best damn morning show, period.
It's time to play another round of Who's the Real Jackass, everybody? Could it be this guy?
If you've been successful, you didn't get there on your own.
Or is it this guy, ladies and gentlemen?
As Barack says, a three-letter word, jobs. J-O-B-S, jobs.
Who do you like better as the real jackass? Is it Barack Hussein Obama or Joe Butthead Biden?
Weekday mornings at 5 on Hot Talk 560, KSFO.
If you are being audited by the IRS or state, or they are threatening to garnish your wages or bank accounts, you need a team of experienced tax attorneys on your side. I'm tax attorney Robert Goldstein, and my firm understands how difficult it is to navigate through the tax system. That is why we take our 30 years of experience and put it to work for each and every one of our clients. It is our goal to reach the best possible result, including working on minimizing tax bills and handling negligence and fraud penalties. Every year, we have helped taxpayers save millions of dollars through our audit representation, offering compromise settlements, and bankruptcy. The IRS and state are acting as aggressive as ever. Be sure that you exercise all of your legal rights. The law offices of Robert Goldstein are a local firm with offices throughout the Bay Area, and we always offer a free consultation. To schedule your free consultation with me, call toll-free 1-888-TAX-EXIT. That's 888-TAX-EXIT, 888-TAX-EXIT, and make us your last stop.
The new mattress models are on their way, so Mattress Discounters is making room with a Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale. Get 50% off clearance mattress sets and save up to $400 on closeout sets from Serta Perfect Sleeper and Sealy Posturepedic. Of course, you always get free delivery, and Mattress Discounters' lowest price or its free guarantee. Just look for the red tag and save during Mattress Discounters' Serta and Posturepedic closeout sale.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Security and advisory services offered through NPC, member FINRA, and SIPC, a registered investment advisor. Vitucci & Associates Insurance Services and NPC are separate and unrelated companies. After attending seminar, you may be contacted by a representative. Pat Vitucci, California Insurance License Number 0758212. Brian Sussman is not an NPC representative.
We're well into 2013, and the economic policies are what they are. And the big question is, how will these new policies affect you and me? Brian Sussman here, and I'd like you to join me and financial advisor Pat Vitucci at a special financial seminar Thursday, February 28th at the Renaissance Club Sport in Walnut Creek. It'll be at 7 o'clock. Pat Vitucci can help. Again, Thursday, February 28th, 7 o'clock at the Renaissance Club Sport in Walnut Creek. That's at don'tinvestandforget.com. Here's the number to call, free, no obligation, 800-472-8305. Pat Vitucci with me, Brian Sussman, 800-472-8305.
Not even he knows what he may say next. Michael Savage, weeknights at 6 on Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
Our children learn to open their imaginations, to dream just a little bigger, and to strive every day to reach those dreams.
You got the picture. I think I made my point. I don't want to beat it to death. Hollywood elected Barack Obama, so now they're casting Michelle at the Oscars. This is state-run propaganda. It's just what it is. Harvey Weinstein, in other words, is running America. You could say that Harvey Weinstein is the secret messenger of Hollywood. I mean, they elected Obama. I told you that from the beginning. Before you even knew who he was, he was an unknown quantity. I have friends who live in Beverly Hills. They're not in the movie business, but they're prominent people, and they know what goes on. They told me that it was Katzenberg, and you-know-who, who ran the first fundraisers for Obama in the houses in Beverly Hills. They said he's going to be the next president. So, okay, so they elected him. Now they cast his wife at the Oscars. Unprecedented, pandering, government media complex like we've never seen. Can you imagine if a Republican first lady appeared out of the blue? Let us say it was Arnold Schwarzenegger introducing Nancy Reagan. There would have been hissing across the newsrooms of America. they would have hissed. The newsprint would have burned up from the fumes of the folks in the media. You know that caller, by the way, in the last segment, those of you who are fanatic listeners of the show, don't miss a second of me. That lady who just called from Virginia on MEL, I thought it was Michelle Obama. Her voice was so similar to Michelle Obama, I was taken aback for a minute after playing the Michelle Obama tape. So we ran her voice, the caller's voice, against Michelle's voice on the Moog synthesizer given to us by the CIA, and we think it was Michelle Obama who's calling out for help. She actually is calling the Savage Nation saying, help me, please. Why is my husband always gone? Why is he always playing golf and running off here, running off there? Why is he always leaving me with the girls? did a Chinese EMP attack cripple U.S. cruise ships? There's a journalist in Russia asking that. A new report circulating in the Kremlin today states that an Akron 1 military satellite monitoring... Did you hear any of this? My novel begins with an EMP attack on a U.S. helicopter.
Savage.
For nearly a year, you've heard me tell you to call 1-800-LESS-GAS. Why? Because Federal Consumer Protection confirmed that their product gives you a 22% boost to the miles per gallon to your car. That's 22% more of mileage. That's right. If you use their product, it's like getting an extra quarter of a tank of gas. With all the turmoil in Egypt, every news agency is forecasting $4 to $5 gas by the end of the year. That translates to a dollar a gallon savings. Can you afford not to use what Consumer Protection described as effective and meets and exceeds their 22% mileage claims? Now, I know the inventor of this product. He's a genius, and I don't use that description lightly. So please do yourself a favor and call 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. Michael Savage is telling you to call 1-800-537-7427. 1-800-537-7427 now. If you have not called him already, 1-800-LESS-GAS. That's 1-800-LESS-GAS. And start saving money on gas today.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fox, Hot Talk 560 KSFO. The prosecution of a former San Mateo County chief probation officer on child pornography charges has been turned over to the state to avoid any appearance of conflict of interest. The district attorney says he worked with the man on law enforcement commissions. The principal oboist with the San Francisco Symphony remains hospitalized after collapsing on stage Saturday. He's reported in guarded condition after suffering a brain hemorrhage. And investigators have gone overseas following leads in the 2004 murder of Priscilla Nye of Hillsborough. Police say they're following leads from someone who emailed police saying they had information that might help solve the case. Traffic northbound 880 in Oakland at Highway 980. Looks like the right lane blocked by a stalled big rig. Have an accident on Highway 580 westbound at Redwood Road in Castro Valley. Looks like injuries and a motorcycle involved in that one. I'm Dave Fowkes, Shot Talk 560 KSFO.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon.
It was kind of scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
If you're being audited by the IRS or state, you may not know that you have a serious problem. Auditors are more relentless than ever in demanding taxes that you might not owe. You need a tax attorney who's aggressive, accessible, and experienced.
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. My tax law firm, Moskowitz LLP, has a proven track record in representing people involved in an audit. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs have been resolving tax problems for over 30 years, and we will vigorously defend you and your business. In an audit, you're going up against an authority that's expertly trained to investigate, collect, and prosecute. Call Moskowitz LLP instead of the government.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. 888-TAX-DEAL.
Attention, a very wealthy international benefactor now reveals money-making secrets used by the rich and powerful. Now you can learn how to make more money than you ever dreamed possible. Ancient secrets that have been used by members of secret societies for centuries are now being revealed. Now this money-making secret is being made available to the public. Receive the CD, Money Making Secrets Revealed, absolutely free. Learn how you can make money, achieve your dreams, eliminate debt, and develop super wealth. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity and is available only for a limited time. Call and get Money Making Secrets Revealed absolutely free.
Call 888-759-6299. That's 888-759-6299. 888-759-6299. Call now.
Mom, I had the best dream.
Well, good morning to you, too.
Okay, so I was a knight. I had a sword, and our house was a castle. There was this angry dragon. It was kinda scary.
Oh, yeah?
But I protected the castle.
Oh, that's my brave little man. I'm glad our castle is safe.
Your home is your castle, and sometimes you need help defending it. The National Association of Realtors supports maintaining homeowner tax incentives because they make home ownership more affordable for more families. Learn more at houselogic.com.
On the next morning show, was the Tea Party created by the tobacco industry? That's what some say. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Blue Monday, how are you, Blue Monday? Got to work, plan to sleep all day.
It is the Savage Nation. All right, I'll have a little personal time now. It's late enough in the show that most people have gone home. They've gone to sleep. But you know, it's a different time already. I can sense it. It's late at night on the East Coast. Even on the West Coast, they've driven home. They started listening an hour and a half ago. It's like, oh, he's great. How much can I? I'm in the driveway now. The meatloaf's burning. It's 7:34. I can't sit in the driveway any longer because I'll get a divorce. She'll throw me out. People used to listen to me when I was an afternoon drive. They would tell me they would take an extra hour to get home because the wife didn't like the show. But late, you know, it's a later show, so now it's off. They turn it off now. So here's what I'm going to do. Like, I could do newspapers. I have two newspapers every day now. The Old York Times to show you what the lunatics are still saying, and then a local newspaper to show you how it's debased, what's happened to it. But shockingly, the local paper, Health Coverage Sticker Shock, caught my eye. Even the radical, San Francisco Chronicle, has this article. Retirees stunned by hefty long-term insurance hike. Really? When Marie Benedetto opened her email last week and learned her long-term care premium was going up a stunning 85%, she did what a retired math teacher would do. She made a spreadsheet. Benedetto calculated she'd have to spend $1,328 a month or $15,000 a year for the policy after the increase goes into effect. That added up to a 415% increase in premiums since she first purchased the policy in 97. So they're having sticker shock, are they? Really? Wonder why. Has nothing to do with Obamacare, does it? No, not at all. But you know what this is going to cost Ms. Benedetto once Obamacare kicks in? As they used to say, on Mulberry Street, forget about it. She doesn't even know what's coming. Yesterday was a weird day in my life. It was Sunday. I'll give you a little personal story. See, I said to somebody today that, yeah, I'm a good storyteller, but it's not all about the past. It's about the present. If you actually go out of your house, as most talk show hosts don't do, they hide. They stay at home eating cheeseburgers and read the internet, and they wonder why they're getting fat and flabby and have heart conditions. I go out. So yesterday was a gorgeous day, Sunday, in the Bay Area. It was a perfect boating day, so I didn't go on the boat. Because there was something in me like a spring fever hit. So I took the dog, Teddy, got in the car, shot over the Golden Gate Bridge, went to visit a friend of mine, went up to his apartment, sat up there, and we talked politics for a good hour. We shot the breeze. I know him many years. I love the guy. I don't see much, you know. Then he was going to watch the Oscars. I wasn't going to watch the Oscars. It was 5 o'clock. So I shot downtown to the Embarcadero to a little place I keep down there, like Jack Hatfield does, by the way, in his novels, incidentally. By the way, yes, based on reality in part. I hung out with Teddy, looked down at the view, watched the dusk fall over the over Telegraph Hill, which is stunning if you know San Francisco. I mean, when you watch that dusk fall over Telegraph Hill in the Bay, it's stunning. It's like anywhere else, the dusk can be beautiful. So then I wanted to eat a little bit, but I'm on a new diet now. This is all tied into the dog and me. I found out that not only do I react to dairy, which you've known for years I avoid dairy. It's me, not you. I'm not telling you to avoid it. I cured all of my aches and pains by dumping dairy, in my case, years ago, and it worked. Now the aches and pains have originated, shooting pains in my legs, my knees, driving me crazy, frightened the hell out of me. I said, Michael, you know what it is? You got to understand, you're not dying. This is related to diets. I started eliminating certain things in my diet. So for 30 years, I didn't use salt on anything. I didn't cook with it ever when the children were young. I mean, I knew about sodium and hypertension in the 1970s. I wrote about it, for God's sake. You don't have to be a genius to know about that. I mean, there was when I was getting my Ph.D. in graduate school, we knew about soul food and hypertension in the black community. We knew about the famous cases of stroke in Japan with the parts of Japan that ate salt-infused diets, 3-5 grams of salt a day, will blow your brains out, because the human body only needs a gram of salt. So I was always a low salt intake person. But as the time has gone on, I've gotten sloppy. And the things I wouldn't eat in the past, I started eating more in restaurants and didn't pay attention. So I called my buddy Lorenzo over at the North Beach restaurant. He's sick now. I love the man. I've told you about it. I don't want to get into the personalities. No. Anyone who knows him knows what's going on. I don't want to broadcast it to the country. I don't think he wants me to tell you. But this man's been a mountain to all of us. He's an institution in San Francisco. He's an Italian guy from Italy. One of those guys who's built like an oak tree. There's no other way to put it. Like when you'd put your arm around them, you didn't slap a man. You slapped an oak tree in a suit. One of those kind of men. So now he's sick, and it's hurting a lot of people because we all love him. So I said, you're going to be in? He said, yeah, I'll be here another half hour. It was very early in the night. I said, is it slow? He said, yeah, the Oscars, blah, blah, blah. So I said, hold on, I'm coming over. Get in the car, shoot up with the car with Wilhelm and I and Teddy. I pop out. Teddy's on a leash. I'm dressed nicely. Normally I'm not. I dress very poorly. I don't pay any attention to my clothes. I just thought, all right, put on nice clothing Sunday night. For the Oscars, I had to dress. I look good, felt good, very good. I walk into the restaurant, the North Beach restaurant, with Teddy behind me, and my mind is on something else, and the dog lets out a scream and starts to cry. I said, oh, my God. He got caught in the heavy doors that swung shut on him, hit him in the behind. I got so sick. Everyone in the restaurant stopped and looked up. Oh, my God, what, did you just kill your dog? Moron. I thought I broke his leg. I didn't know I broke his tail. I grabbed him. He was crying. He was shivering. No one knows this in my family. They'll kill me if I... It ends okay, though. I said, oh, my God, Teddy, I'm sorry. And he was shaking. He didn't know what hit him. These doors are heavy glass doors and wood. And they closed on him. I don't know what part of him they hit. I thought I killed him. Hurt something. So a guy at the bar said, don't worry. It just hit him in the behind. So I go to the bar. I said, Lorenzo, get him some cheese. Because he loves provolone cheese, the dog. So Lorenzo rushes into the kitchen. He loves dogs. His dog got hit by a car 2 weeks ago, too. Run over, show me a picture of him in the hospital. He brings out the cheese. Teddy's shaking on the bar. I said to the bartender, just give me my normal vodka with soda and no garnish. Just vodka, rocks, a little soda, no garnish. So he puts the drink down, and Teddy's looking at the drink, and I'm looking at the cheese. So I had a laugh. I said, I think the dog says I need the drink and you need the cheese. He wasn't interested in the cheese. The dog was sitting there. He looked like he needed a drink. So I was so, like, crazy from the whole thing. Everyone who I knew came running over with the dog. How is he? We were analyzing. Everyone said, touch the foot. I touched. Try each foot at a time. This foot's good. Okay, right foot good. Let's do a test. Left foot's good. Okay, now let's go to the danger area. Right rear foot, no scream. Left rear foot. So the guy sitting there having a few drinks, he didn't even know me. He said, don't worry. It hit him in the tail. So I said, he has no tail. It was docked when he was born. I mean, they cut the tail. There was a spinch of a tail there, like an inch long. I touched it, no screaming, nothing. So then he wouldn't eat the cheese. That really worried me. You know, when a dog won't eat, but he calmed down. I calmed him down. I had the drink. Then he started to eat the cheese. Then little by little, Lorenzo fed him. I fed him. And I sat down and I had dinner. I had my standard dinner, which has become famous in the restaurant. It's called the Savage Eggplant. What is it? It's eggplant parmesan without the parmesan. It's eggplant without cheese with marinara sauce, which is unbelievable. I don't even need eat anything else. I had that. The dog sat under the table. He was fine. We got home. I gave him the inspection while we were watching a movie at night because he lays on his back. When we watch television, he likes to lay. Either he starts by laying on his forepaws and looking at the. I get on the floor and look at his eyes to see if there's light in the eye to see if he's watching or not. Because he won't tell me. I ask him. I said, are you watching this movie with me? He don't tell me. He keeps it to himself. He's very silent. He's not a talkative type of dog. So I have to look in his eyes to see if the glow of the TV screen is in his eyes to see if he's watching. So it turns out his favorite TV shows are boxing matches, which I love. He likes boxing because he can see the two figures going at each other, sort of like an Indonesian puppet play. And then he laid on his back, watched TV upside down. I touched him. He was fine. So it ended good. That's a little personal story. And I woke up without any joint pain whatsoever because it was made without salt. I said, no salt, no salt, no salt. Now go try to get something in an Italian restaurant without salt. I dare you. But today I blew the diet. It's very hard changing a diet. I went to my favorite greasy spoon Chinese restaurant, which I've complained about for years. I couldn't wait because, you know, we're addicted to that, which is bad for us. You know that, don't you? It doesn't matter what you're addicted to. I don't care what the substance is. We're addicted to that which is harmful to us. Alcohol, drugs, crazy sex. Whatever we're addicted to is terrible for us. It's the same with food. Couldn't wait for the Chinese food. I kept saying to myself, I was lying to myself the whole way to the restaurant today for lunch in the city. I said, come on, you'll wash it down with the hot tea. Come on, the hot sauce, the Hunan sauce will break up whatever you're eating. Don't kid you. I ate the dish. I drank the dish that they make on Monday, like, I forget what it was. I walked out, I almost needed two crutches the minute I left. The minute I left the restaurant. No, I mean, one of the ways to test food allergies is to do withdrawals. You take things out of your diet, you get better, and then you slowly reintroduce them, and you get sick again. And then you find out what does it to you. Just as I thought it was the salt, because there was no dairy in it, I was hobbling back to the studio after that lunch. Thank God it's hours later. My body has cleared itself again. But look, I found out what it is. Teddy, thank God, is fine. So now let's go on to the news. I hope you've enjoyed personal stories on the Savage Nation. There's nothing you could say. Don't call about it. It's meant for two reasons. One, because it's true. Two, because it's somewhat funny. Three, because it's better than talking about Obama. And four, because I can. 1-855-4, now everyone's left the show completely. 855-407-2822. Now everyone's left. All they want to hear is Obama bashing. Even though I say we can't do it, that's all they want to hear. Here's Business Day of the New York Times. In turn about NBC primetime lands in the cellar. Wow, that's good news. That is good news to realize that Mr. Immelt, who's destroyed two networks in order to promote the agenda of the Obama administration, in order to get the contracts for General Electric and his other subsidiaries, has killed NBC. The Carnival Splendor cruise ship was towed into San Diego Bay in 2010 after a fire destroyed its electrical systems. Giants dead in the water. Lack of backup power puts cruise passengers at the ocean's mercy. So today I received an email from a person I trust. It says a Russian newspaper, a new report circulating in the Kremlin today, states that an Archon-1 military satellite monitoring the western coastal regions of North America detected an EMP anomalous event occurring on November 8th at 0600 Pacific Standard Time that bore the direct signature of a YJ-62 subsonic anti-ship missile fired from a Chinese People's Liberation Navy type 041 submarine, NATO codename WAN class, known to be patrolling approximately 200 kilometers off United States coast. Nearly 11 hours after this EMP event, this report further says Archon-1 then detected a BGM-109 Tomahawk subsonic cruise missile launched from a U.S. Navy Ohio-class submarine operating off the coast of California on a, quote, training mission from its home port of Kitsap Base in Washington State. So what's this about? Well, it goes on. It says the immediate effect of the Chinese Navy's firing of their EMP missile, this report continues, was the catastrophic crippling of the U.S.-based cruise ship Carnival Splendor. This is amazing. You hear this? The immediate effect of the Chinese Navy's firing of the EMP missile, this report continues, was the catastrophic crippling of the U.S.-based cruise ship Carnival Splendor that stranded its nearly 4,500 passengers crew in a dead-in-the-water boat, prompting the Americans to send the U.S. Navy's Ronald Reagan aircraft carrier, warplanes, and supply aircraft to protect it from further attack after all of its electronic systems were destroyed. An electromagnetic pulse, EMP, is allegedly used upon the Carnival Splendor, is a burst of electromagnetic radiation that causes rapidly changing electrical fields or magnetic fields and voltage surges that destroy all non-hardened electrical systems. I could read you more from this article, but the reason the man sent it to me is, he said, Savage, your novel, A Time for War, is genius, number one. And he said, how could you have published that about an EMP blast taking down our helicopter in Afghanistan to open the novel and not be front page news in America? I said, because I'm the most hated man in the American media, I said to my friend. My novel is all about EMP blasts conducted by the Chinese military with portable devices. The story opens. Did you buy the book? Those of you who did buy it, the thousands of you who did buy it. It opens with the Chinook helicopter going down in Afghanistan, brought down, not as the government says, by an RPG, which is very unlikely, by the way, because I don't think you can bring down a Chinook helicopter with one RPG. That was the cover story, remember? I said in my novel it was brought down by an EMP blast. He said, you got to tell that story tonight in the radio. So I softened you up with the story of the dog, the door, the eggplant, and the vodka, and then I led on to that. I'll be right back.
And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Today is Monday, February 25th, 2013. This is The Savage Nation. Let's go to michaelsavage.com, home of The Savage Nation, borders, language, culture. Take a look at the map I have up there. 11 states with more people on welfare than employed. You heard me. Let me repeat it because you probably don't believe it. Between food stamps, housing support, child care, Medicaid, and other government bennies, 11 states, including California, New York, and others, have more people on welfare than are employed. It's a death spiral. It's a death spiral being induced by Obama. Last month, the Senate Budget Committee reports that in fiscal year 2011, between food stamps, housing support, child care, Medicaid, and other benefits, the average U.S. household below the poverty line received $168 a day in government support. What's the problem with that much support? Well, the median household income in America is just over $50,000, which averages out to $137.13 a day. To put it another way, being on welfare now pays the equivalent of $30 an hour for a 40-hour week, while the average job pays $25 an hour. What does this mean to you? California, New York, Maine, Ohio, Illinois, Kentucky, South Carolina, Alabama, Mississippi, and New Mexico are in a death spiral, threatening to take the entire country down with them. Also on MichaelSavage.com, there's a soundbite of Michael Savage says China is engaged in a stealth war against the U.S. We found out that China has been given top secret weapons technology by NASA Ames, and the investigation is being blocked by Hollywood and their stooges in the White House. That's right. Apparently, Hollywood is running America, not the White House. The White House are just actors on Harvey Weinstein's stage. Go to MichaelSavage.com and see a new low in propaganda where Michelle Obama was brought in via video to present the Best Picture Award. For the first time in American history, the trash of Hollywood meets the superb occupants of the White House. I'll let you decide if there's ever been a low like this. Well, if you don't think it's low, do you think the propaganda is fitting? It's also a time for war. The powerful new thriller from the author of Abuse of Power, Michael Savage, is China already at war with us? But let me go back to this story about NASA. Shall I go into it or are you not interested in it? No weakness, no pain, no mercy. The phone number here is 855-400-7282. 855-400-SAVAGE. Now, my novel, A Time for War, is about China already being at war with us, first taking over the currency and then taking over the military through various and sundry technologies. How in the world can people not understand that the reason they haven't seen any ads for this book, even though major campaigns were paid for, is because they were sabotaged by various and sundry websites
and other assets in this country for fear of the China lobby. This is a major league story. And let me tell you something else. I have not talked about my book all week. I figured you buy it, you buy it, you don't buy it, you don't buy it. But when I see the news coincidentally talking about China penetrating NASA Ames, and I see that ads that were purchased by my publisher were subverted, knocked off websites, the original ad said, is China already at war with us? They changed the advertising for the book from, is China already at war with us, to a novel about terrorism. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you understand what's going on? Phone number here, 855-407-2822. What did they steal? Do you think I'm making this up? You think it doesn't affect you? The accusations in this report that the FBI has been looking into this for 4 years governs the following. There was the original rocket engines developed for the Pentagon Missile Defense Kinetic Kill Vehicle Program for a moon lander prototype that ultimately became NASA's Lunar Atmosphere and Dust Environment Explorer that was shared with China. The robotic moon orbiter is set to launch on August 12, 2013. Information on guidance and terrain mapping systems from the Tomahawk cruise missile and a radar from the F-35 were also shared by these individuals from the Ames Center, according to one report in Aviation Week. A congressional source told Fox News, quote, when I mentioned the technology that was compromised to the Armed Services Committee, their jaws just dropped. Tell that to Dianne Feinstein. She's the chairman. She's interested in seizing your guns, not in seizing weapons sharing with China. It goes on. The document claims that foreign nationals under the direction of Simon Pete Warden were, since 2006, brought in to work on spaceflight projects at Ames without the proper export control licenses. Further, the document claims they were planning to share technology with the Chinese and other countries through the International Space University. The document also charges that the Department of Homeland Security intercepted Mr. Marshall at SFO at the airport and confiscated his NASA-issued computer, suggesting it contained sensitive information. Foreign nationals had access to technology and even brought foreign visitors in to see it. Three left the country and talked about the technology, congressional sources told Fox News. The case was referred to the U.S. attorney and buried by the Department of Justice under Obama. Okay. Where did the title for my book, A Time for War, come from, and why is it about China? The original ads read this way, is China already at war with us? That ad was supposed to have appeared on top of my book ad the day it was launched a week and a half ago. The ad never appeared. The ad was knocked off the website. It appeared Sunday of that week in the middle of the night with a different title. It no longer said, is China already at war with us? It said, a book about terrorism. Okay? To everything there is a season and a time to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to seek and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. A time for war and a time for peace. Yes, I got it from Ecclesiastes. Maybe somebody will wake up before it's too late. I don't know if they could ever be awakened. I think the drugs have gotten the country, frankly. You ask me why we are in this state. There are many reasons, and everyone has an axe to grind. I admit that. But if I were to give you my single answer of why America is narcotized, the answer is drugs. Legal or illegal doesn't make any difference to me. Whether you're on Prozac or crack, basically you're narcotized one way or the other. You're numb. You've been numbed out. And we are in a state, many, many similarities between where America is today with a numbed population and where China was after their population had been drugged to death by the English with opium. China had become completely numbed. The people had become opium addicts. As you know, you've heard of opium dens, and the people were stoned all the time.
The British were able to turn them into slaves, basically. But then there was a group of young Turks called, they were martial artists. If you study the Boxer Rebellion, it's a very interesting story. It was the martial artists of China who kicked the British out of China, killed the drug dealers, and freed the Chinese people from their enslavement. It's an amazing story. Never been told adequately, probably will never be told, because the parallels with our narcotized drug society are too strong. I'm telling you how I see it. Okay, I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now.
800-728-2. Savage.
History, tradition, prosperity. All things that we value in our lives. The common thread that binds us together as family. Identity Guard shares these values. That's why we work every day so that the people who trust us get the level of service and security they've come to expect from Identity Guard. We understand that your plate at times can become pretty full. Jobs, family, responsibilities, with everyone you watch out for, who's watching out for you? Identity Guard makes it easy to keep your personal information private and secure, helping to keep the information that is important to you and your family safe. We're always focused on helping to keep your identity safe to make your life just a little easier.
Visit identityguard.com/easy and try Identity Guard's most comprehensive protection. You'll receive 3 credit scores and credit monitoring for 30 days free. The first 500 to take advantage of this offer will also receive a document shredder free. This is an extremely limited offer, so you must sign up now and get your 30 days free to qualify for the shredder. Visit identityguard.com/easy.
Hey everybody, Ty Bollinger here. Once again, real life, real stories.
And he discovered Carnivora, was so thrilled with the product that he shared it with his family and his friends and his patients. My dad was a family physician, he was a medical doctor.
Almost all the symptoms were either diminished or gone. Amazing product, amazing results.
Like an amazing thing, having such a profound change in how I feel and knowing that it was the Carnivora that did it.
And a lot of patients got better, ranging from immune dysfunction to allergies and infection.
Here's the toll-free telephone number to call to access the Carnivora telecast at carnivora.com on Tuesday, March 12th, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. Call 1-888-694-9666. That's 1-888-694-9666. Once again, 1-888-694-9666. Visit carnivora.com or call 1-866-VENUS-FLY to order now.
Hi, this is Bill.
And Kathleen.
Owners of American Vision Windows.
When Bill and I decided to have our windows replaced, we thought we'd found a reputable company to do the job. We had such a horrible experience, we decided to take action by starting American Vision Windows.
We've set out to revolutionize the window industry by building American Vision Windows on quality, integrity, and customer service. We put our name and reputation on the line to better serve homeowners like you.
Call American Vision Windows today and receive a limited time offer this month only. Free installation plus a free upgrade to triple pane windows when you call now. 888-392-4343.
At American Vision Windows, you get the highest quality product combined with professional installation and unmatched customer service. Something no one else is offering.
Call American Vision Windows at 888-392-4343. That's 888-392-4343.
Our windows have a story to tell. Shouldn't yours? Revolutionizing the home improvement industry, one customer at a time. American Vision Windows.
Ever had your bank issue you a new debit, ATM, or credit card, but you didn't request one? That's probably because someone hacked the bank's computer system, and your bank is trying to stay one step ahead of the identity thieves who snatched your personal information. And that's why you need to call LifeLock now. When you call LifeLock, you can get the most comprehensive identity theft protection available, LifeLock Ultimate. LifeLock Ultimate offers 24/7 protection and is the only identity theft protection service that now monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. So call 1-800-567-9916 now. Mention Enroll 60 and get the first 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Call 1-800-567-9916. 1-800-567-9916. Check LifeLock.com for details. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary. 1-800-567-9916.
For over 60,000 California foster children, nights can feel long and lonely when you're away from familiar faces and places.
I miss my sister.
I miss my old school.
I miss my room.
Even something as simple as a pair of warm pajamas can make the nights a little easier.
Sometimes I get scared. I can't sleep.
To help, Sleep Train is collecting pajamas for foster children big and small. Bring your gift of new pajamas, packaged socks, and underwear to any Sleep Train, and they'll be given to a local foster child in need. You can also donate online at sleeptrain.com.
Pajamas are like a hug.
On behalf of the foster kids in your neighborhood, Sleep Train thanks you.
Not everyone can be a foster parent.
But anyone can help a foster child.
The Sleep Train Foster Kids Pajama Drive ends Sunday. Make a difference today by donating at any Sleep Train store or online at sleeptrain.com.
Tackling the subjects they told you never to talk about on the only conservative station in the Bay Area. Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
On the next morning show, was the Tea Party created by the tobacco industry? That's what some say. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
It's a nuclear test. It's a nuclear test. No discussion. I am so glad I was never in politics. I've been tempted along the way. But unlike Wahlberger and others, I mean, I wouldn't even mention it. Never. 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 I couldn't do that job. I'm too blunt. I wouldn't even know how to give a speech that wouldn't offend 90% of the 50% every time I give a speech. 855-407-2A2. You talk to me. North Korea has a test, three tests, miniaturized nuclear weapon, and you're concerned about whose dress broke. North Korea orders their troops to prepare for combat. Obama wants to reduce our nuclear arsenal. Does that make sense to you? Does it make sense to you to reduce our nuclear arsenal while North Korea is setting them off like firecrackers? China is encouraging them to do this. China's building its nuclear arsenal. China's building its military. Savage envisions China threaten a time for war. Second spokesman for Heart Attack Grill dies of heart attack. Isn't that amazing? The Heart Attack Grill in Las Vegas. Two of them had an HA and died. They were serving garbage, poison. The second unofficial spokesman for the Heart Attack Grill in downtown Las Vegas has died from an apparent heart attack. John Alleman, may God rest his soul, suffered a heart attack as he waited at the bus stop in front of the restaurant located inside the Neonopolis at Fremont. He was 52. He lived a full life, said Basso, restaurant owner Basso, who will be missed. Fun-loving meal of the Heart Attack Grill. The medically themed restaurant is famous for its high-calorie menu that includes a record-breaking... What? 9,900 calorie, 3-pound quadruple bypass burger. Very funny. Very funny. I think half the talk show hosts in America must eat there daily. Who would eat that poison? Who eats food like that unless they're insane? Who would eat food like this? Two of them dropped dead. Eating a triple bypass burger, one died on February 12th. 2 months later, a woman suffered from a similar medical problem while reported eating a double bypass burger. All right, it's not a laughing matter. My father died of a heart attack. My grandfather died of a heart attack. My great-grandfather died of a heart attack. So don't accuse me of being insensitive. I have the heart attack. They'll come after me now with wheelchairs. Like, I don't have enough nightmares. What is this Heart Attack Grill? Who would eat in a place like that? And by the way, is it funny? Is it funny to call a place a Heart Attack Grill? Would a liquor store, what if there was a liquor chain who took a raging alcoholic out of rehab and used him as a spokesperson? What if they got someone with lung cancer to wheel out and cough and say that they're a spokesman for the tobacco company? What should they call the liquor store chain? Cirrhosis Corner? Or a cigarette shop, shall I name it, for a cancer product? This is insane, the country we're living in. Veronica, you're on the Savage Nation. What's on your mind? Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm just calling because... I was just so frustrated.
Veronica, you're an engineer, and there are no jobs in engineering right now? Is that what I'm hearing after all those years of labor?
I'm in the Silicon Valley. There are jobs here in the Silicon Valley. I had a job 2 months before I graduated.
Okay, so what is it that's bothering you then? You're doing well.
I'm doing well. What's frustrating me is someone who is doing well... It seems like we're being punished.
Oh, you are. You are the enemy of Obamanomics. You are the antithesis of everything he believes in. Look, I have said this, and it's not for fun. I wrote it in Trickle Down Tyranny. I wrote it in Trickle Up Poverty. I know Obama's background. If you spend a minute studying him, he's a soft Marxist and a hard crony capitalist. There's nothing new about him. You can predict what he's going to do every time he speaks. The man is stuck in the 1960s. Nothing that he does is unusual. You can predict what he's going to do. Everything this man is trying to do has been tried before in Eastern Europe before the wall collapsed. And it failed there. Only, apparently, it didn't make it to his Alinsky circle. So, yes, you are the target of Obama's wrath. That's correct. You're not an example of everything good about America. You're an example of greed.
Right, because I tried to do something for myself to better myself.
Well, that's right. You didn't help. Did you help illegal aliens along the way? Did you take illegal aliens into your home and give them a bedroom while you were selfishly studying engineering? You didn't have to study engineering just to get ahead like a greedy capitalist. You could have bought an illegal alien a new car.
Right.
I'm sending you a free copy of my novel, A Time for War. Bring it to work at Silicon Valley and be sure to be fired the next day. I mean, they do so much business with China, they're not going to want to see a novel that intimates in any way that their investors might have, let us say, nefarious ideas for them. A Time for War. How about North Korea tests a nuke and Obama wants to cut our nuclear arsenal? Does that worry you? Does that worry you? Why would he want to cut our nuclear arsenal by a third while China is building theirs, North Korea is setting them off like fireworks, Iran is racing to build nuclear weapons, and he wants to cut them? Let me explain how talk radio works. Back in the day when you could still get a job in talk radio, when program directors were still listening to tapes, and they told me that they listened to they got hundreds of tapes a week. They would listen to the first 7 seconds. If the first 7 seconds didn't grip them, they threw the tape in the garbage can, and that person never became a talk show host. I compelled them within 3 seconds to hire me. So now let's listen to Rubio, and you judge for yourself. Would you hire this man? Play Rubio.
Children, it's the hope of parents everywhere. Politicians here and throughout the world.
Finish. Off. See the pause? Nothing. Nothing compelling. You heard it before. I envision parents everywhere. A stork. I saw a Johnson & Johnson baby powder. I saw baby shoes. I didn't see anything compelling. He's a nice guy. I liked his story, Rubio. I was surprised at the Republican convention, how compelling his story was about his father, because I'm an immigrant son. You don't know that. I'm a mean guy. I'm an immigrant son who worked my way up from nothing. Everything I have, I achieved through my own hard work. So I appreciate Rubio's story. But the man is not ready for prime time. Absolutely not. It's unbelievable to me. The country is, okay, I said it 100 times. It's like China during the opium wars. The people have been doped up with drugs, legal and illegal. They're narcotized. I don't blame the population. The population basically has always been, people want to be left alone. Remember the French Revolution, if you studied it. What did they want? What did the poor of the streets of Paris? They wanted a jug of wine. They were poor. They wanted a scrap of bread, but more than the scrap of bread, you know what they wanted? They wanted to steal a barrel of wine off a truck and get drunk in the gutter. That's all they wanted when they were poor. Do you think it's any different in America today? What do you think people want? Instead of getting drunk or stoned, so they want a Prozac, so they feel nothing at all. They want to be numb and walk around. They figure Obama's no different than the rest of them. They're all liars anyway. See, that's their mistake. They don't understand he is different than all of them. He's disarming us. He is selling us out to the enemy. He's destroying the economy. He's starving us of the energy liberation that we can have with the Keystone XL pipeline. He's letting illegal aliens flood into America when they're not citizens. On and on, he's not like the other presidents. This is a league beyond, many leagues beyond what we've seen before. We're all used to corruption in politics. I'm a realist. I'm a realist, believe me.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage here. Now that the holidays have come and gone, it's time to get serious about our New Year's resolutions. For 2013... Resolve to protect your most valuable assets, your family. Every day we hear about all the crazy stuff happening around the world. Natural disasters, hurricanes, tornadoes, unemployment, food shortages, slaughters, just to name a few. For my preparation, I only recommend wisefoodstorage.com. From breakfast through dinner, wisefoodstorage.com ready-made foods are packaged for freshness in individual pouches. Do you know that they carry up to a 25-year shelf life? They're prepared in minutes just by adding water. Visit wisefoodstorage.com today, and guess what? You get a free entree sample. Did you hear that? For a limited time, enter the promo code SAVAGE to get no-cost shipping on any order. That's wisefoodstorage.com or call 855-FOODWISE. And be sure to mention the promo code SAVAGE for a free sample and free shipping on any order. You've got to be ready and you've got to be wise with wisefoodstorage.com.
Good evening, I'm Dave Fowler, Shot Talk 560 KSFO. Fire crews are mopping up after a one-alarm fire in an upper unit of a two-story apartment complex in Oakland. It happened at Emerson near Park Boulevard. No one was evacuated. Japan's Al Nippon Airways has canceled its planned Boeing 787 flights through May. They include flights from Seattle and San Jose to Tokyo, as well as around Asia. The family of a man arrested this morning in the lobby of the Children's Hospital Oakland says he wanted police to kill him. Security at the hospital asked the man to drop a knife. He refused and ended up being tased. No one was injured. The man's under psychiatric evaluation. Taking a look at the roadways, we have a stalled big rig still northbound 880 at 980. The right lane is blocked there. And westbound 92 at Highway 101, stalled car. It's in the second lane from the left. I'm Dave Fowkes, Hot Talk 560 KSFO.
All right, good news, KSFO listeners. You have been responding in great numbers to Plumbing Tech and Repipe. They're a Bay Area-wide full-service plumbing company that specializes in replacing your old galvanized pipes with brand-new copper pipes all in one day. That's right, one day. Changing out your old pipes, well, it's going to dramatically increase your water pressure so you don't have to worry about getting scalded in the shower from someone turning on an outside sprinkler, the washing machine, the dishwasher, or flushing the toilet. All the work is 100% guaranteed. They handle commercial as well as residential jobs. Their rates are extremely competitive. Now, here's the good news. Call Plumbing Tech and Repipe right now, and they'll throw in a brand new residential standard water heater that's a $1,200 value with every repipe job they complete. For a free estimate, call Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682. 866-201-8682. They're online, plumbingtechandrepipe.com. That's Plumbing Tech and Repipe, 866-201-8682.
You haven't filed a tax return in years. Doing nothing is just waiting to get caught. Going it alone and representing yourself is risky. So where do you turn?
I'm tax attorney Steve Moskowitz. For over 30 years, the tax attorneys and CPAs at Moskowitz LLP have helped people resolve their tax problems. Our team of tax attorneys and CPAs will explain all of your options and come up with the best strategy for your situation, even if you don't have the money to pay the taxes. No matter how long it's been since you last filed a tax return, call Moskowitz LLP to find out how we can help you. We're aggressive, experienced, and accessible.
Nothing replaces real experience when dealing with the IRS or state. Call Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL. That's 888-TAX-DEAL. Moskowitz LLP, a tax law firm, at 888-TAX-DEAL.
Introducing a faster way to push to talk. AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk. AT&T delivers more of what your business needs. Instant communication, up to 1,000 contacts, plus a broad array of devices and platforms. Visit your local AT&T store or call 1-877-981-3359 to get your business started today. You pushed to talk. We pushed it further. AT&T. Rethink possible.
New activations only. Requires 2-year commitment to eligible voice and data plans, plus activation of AT&T Enhanced Push to Talk service.
Here at the GED Pep Talk Center, we've got a pep talk that can motivate you.
Sometimes things don't always turn out the way you want them to.
You can improve your future. Now get your game face on and take the first step towards a better life. Hurry up. Don't make me repeat myself.
Whatever level of motivation you need, we've got a pep talk for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and for free classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
On the next morning show, was the Tea Party created by the tobacco industry? That's what some say. Join me, Brian Sussman, Melanie Morgan, and Katie Green, 5 to 9 a.m. on KSFO.
Well, the Pope resigned recently, and last year there was an author named Chris Putnam who wrote a book called Petrus Romanus, The Final Pope Is Here, where he predicted accurately an event that hasn't occurred in nearly 600 years. It's pretty amazing. Pope has resigned his papacy. Chris, welcome to the Savage Nation. Wow.
Hi, it's great to be on the show with you.
Well, what did you know that the rest of us seem not to have known?
It's not entirely accurate to say that I predicted this. I don't really claim to have any prophetic powers of my own. But we were investigating a 900-year-old Catholic prophecy called the St. Malachi Prophecy of the Popes. Now, this was a vision that an Irish saint had where he saw 112 popes into the future. And according to his list, Pope Benedict XVI was the 111th on that list of 112, inferring that the next pope would be the last one. Now, I'm not a Catholic. I'm a Protestant. I'm not really necessarily predisposed to believing extra-biblical Catholic prophecies. But I decided I was going to investigate this thing, so I went and read several different books about it. And one of the books I read was by a Belgian Jesuit scholar named René Thibault. He was a professor at the University of Namur in Belgium. He published a book in 1951 called The Mysterious Prophecy of the Popes. Now, in that book, he said that the final pope would arrive in April of 2012, and he stated that more than once in his book. So based on some of his calculations, we presented that data in our book. And at the time, there were some rumors going around that Pope Benedict's health wasn't very good. So we did state that we thought that it was a good possibility he would step down due to health concerns in April of 2012 based on Father René Thibault's work. Now, of course, the year 2012 came and went, and it didn't happen, and we just kind of wrote Mr. Thibault off, and there was enough other stuff in our book that it was still worthwhile. But then, as it turns out, when I read about Pope Benedict stepping down on February 11th in the New York Times, said that that the resignation was long in planning was confirmed by Giovanni Marion, the editor of the Vatican newspaper, who wrote Monday that the Pope's decision was taken many months ago after his trip to Mexico and Cuba in March of 2012 and kept with a reserve that no one could violate, end quote. So right there in the New York Times, it's saying that he actually made the decision to step down at the end of March 2012, which was exactly when this Jesuit wrote that he thought it would happen back in 1951. So that's really where all that came from.
Well, didn't Pope Benedict himself make some reference towards papal resignation?
Yes, he did. I believe he did that while he was still Cardinal Ratzinger. I think that he had in his writings that he thought if a pope was unable to function at the level necessary to do the job, that he should be allowed to step down. So he did have a predisposition to do that.
Well, what was so intriguing about this topic?
You know, what intrigued me and my co-author, Tom Horn, is that, you know, we are believers in the biblical prophecies. And, you know, there's a number of events that a lot of scholars that study the end-time prophecies in the Bible think that we are getting really close to those events. Some of the events in Israel and things like that seem to point to it. And, you know, what really intrigued us was the ending of the Malachi prophecy, which for the final pope, who would be elected in March, it says, in the extreme persecution of the Holy Roman Church, there will sit Peter the Roman, who will nourish the sheep in many tribulations. When they are finished, the city of Seven Hills will be destroyed, and the dreadful judge will judge his people. The end. So that's the prediction for the next pope. And that, you know, definitely is very apocalyptic. It harkens the end times. And what's really compelling about it to me is that it does seem to parallel the book of Revelation chapter 17 in some pretty explicit ways. The most obvious being what says the city of Seven Hills will be destroyed. And that's a rather transparent reference to Rome. In Revelation chapter 17, in verse 9, it speaks of a seven-headed beast, and the seven heads are seven mountains on which the woman sitteth. Now, the woman is Mystery Babylon in that chapter, but at the end of chapter 17, it says, the woman that you saw is that great city that has dominion over the kings of the earth. Now, when John was writing the book of Revelation, it was at the peak of the Roman Empire, so he was pretty clearly speaking of the city of Rome. So we have in the book of Revelation a seven-hilled city, Rome, that faces judgment in the next chapter. It's the same story in this St. Malachi prophecy, city of seven hills destroyed, dreadful judgment, judges people. So it's suggestive. If the Malachi prophecy is a real prophecy, and you know, I think that it's got a better than I think it, you know, the evidence is in its favor. I think it has predicted super events in a supernatural way in the past. In my investigation of it, I uncovered enough times where it predicted the future where, you know, I'm willing to take it seriously. I'm not 100% that it's a real prophecy, but I'm pretty convinced that it has forecasted events in the past.
Based on the data you have, do you have any idea who the next pope might be?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I don't think it's all that useful for predicting who will be the pope or anything like that. I mean, a lot of the predictions in this prophecy have really only been clear when you look back on them. I mean, trying to forecast who will win, I don't really see that.
Who could we see as pope? Well, who are people actually, you know, gambling on?
You know, they're bookies that are taking bets on it already. I mean, they give odds. So it's quite a popular thing to speculate on. You know, just my opinion, I mean, I don't think the prophecy demands anything specifically. It's kind of what I'm getting at. It says Peter the Roman. And that's where the title of our book comes from, Petrus Romanus in Latin, just Peter the Roman. Now, I don't think that that means that he has to be named Peter, but there are a few candidates that have Peter in their name. One has his first name, Peter Turkson from Africa. Cardinal Tarcisio Pietro Bertoni is another one. But is it necessary? I don't think so, because really the central claim of the papacy is apostolic succession from the Apostle Peter. So, I mean, it could just be as vague as an inference to that. I tend to say, because it says Peter the Roman. And so there's a few Italians. I'm kind of favoring the Italians because based on that aspect.
What is the significance of Cardinal Ratzinger renaming himself Benedict despite not being a Benedictine monk?
Yeah, that's an interesting instance of what I call kind of a self-fulfilling aspect that this prophecy seems to have. There's been several instances where it seems like, you know, they just went out of their way to intentionally make it work. And he would be one because, you know, the Catholics that do use this prophecy to try to predict who the next pope will be, and there's many that do that. They were expecting a pope to come up from the Benedictine monastic order because their symbol is an olive branch. They have like a flag, a little thing with an olive branch on it. So when John Paul II died and, you know, everyone was speculating who's going to be the next pope, they were looking for a Benedictine monk. Now, when Cardinal Ratzinger won the conclave, they were, like, kind of taken back. Well, he's not a Benedictine monk at all. And so that was kind of unexpected. But then, you know, the pope gets to pick his own name. He renames himself when he becomes pope, and he picked the name Benedict, which kind of made it fit, which is kind of strange, since the party line coming out of, you know, the Vatican is usually that they think this prophecy is a forgery and they don't necessarily believe it. But, I mean, that's one instance where they made it work. Now, was that intentional? You know, I don't know. But either way, it still ends up sort of being fulfilled whether, you know, they meant to or not.
Hey, are there any other interesting examples of the self-fulfilling prophecy?
Pius XII, who was the pope during World War II, now his motto was Angelic Shepherd. He actually produced a documentary film about himself, and they named it Angelic Shepherd. I mean, that's the title of the film. And so he really transparently claimed that title for himself and, you know, really authenticated the prophecy by doing so.
Well, where can we learn more about your book?
Our book is, the website of my publisher is RaidersNewsUpdate.com. It's Raiders, R-A-I-D-E-R-S, News Update. The book is also available at Amazon.com and Barnes & Noble's bookstores. My website is LogosApologia.org.
Chris Putnam, thanks for joining us today on the Savage Nation.
Thank you.
I'm Michael Savage, and I'll be right back. Cisco, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
I have my heart rate up way too high listening to this president talk about immigration. In one breath, he's talking about the fact that there are not enough jobs, people are unemployed. Mm-hmm. The next moment, he's talking about giving work permits to 11 million people who do not belong here.
Well, you mean 30 million. If he says 11 million, triple it, it's 30 million. Now, with chain migration, they can bring their families in. That means it's 50 million or more.
It's an endless supply.
But, John, you see, they don't need jobs because they're instant Democrat voters. They're entitled to an Obama phone. They get a food stamp. They get an Obama phone. Maybe he'll give them a free house and a car to go with it. And you'll pay for it, John. You should pay for all of it.
About 27 million people in America with a high school degree or less who are unemployed right now.
That doesn't matter. Well, they're automatically entitled to an Obama phone, a car, maybe free shoes, government shoes, a little blue uniform. John, I'm sending you a copy of A Time for War. I hope you enjoy reading the nightmare that I present in this fictional version of what China is planning for us. And it's fiction, mind you. I love the Chinese people. I just distrust the communist government. It's that simple. I didn't say that yet. I have actually always admired the Chinese culture. I'm actually an amateur student of Chinese literature, Chinese poetry, Chinese art. I've long admired the Chinese culture. I just have a little problem with the communist Chinese. You know, harvesting kidneys are a little tough for me to absorb. Killing 60 million people on the Mao Zedong, a little difficult to ignore. And if you think that they have changed their ways, well, in some ways they have. They have sort of a mixed political system in China. It's soft Marxism and hard crony capitalism of the type that's emerging in America. Did you hear what I just said? Soft Marxism and hard crony capitalism. That is why the premier of China had his military hack into the Washington Post and the New York Times, because they were writing unflattering stories about the billionaires who were related to the governmental officials in China. But you wouldn't know that because it didn't make it to your local Politburo-approved paper. In 2008, Obama promised to eliminate North Korea nukes. They set off nuclear weapons. The world is freaked out. And Obama's walking around, oh, raise taxes, clean energy, nothing, not a mention. And by the way, wants to reduce our nuclear arsenal. Savage envisions China threat in a time for war. I would say it's prescient. My book comes out literally a day after they set off nuclear weapons in China. But because I'm hated in the media, because men like Wallbanger and others, who I will not mention, are jealous of my intellect and the fact that I got where I am simply through brains and through, frankly, guts, because I'm an immigrant son and I still have that in me. I mean, I still have the drive in me. I'm still hungry. See, that's the thing you got to understand, is I'm still hungry to get my message across. I'm not blasé about anything. And they hate me for it because they don't have my passion. But nevertheless, put that aside. You'd think the world would say, hey, this is something. I mean, a book about this, but nothing. Like it never happened. Why? Jealousy. North Korea blows off the bomb, nothing. And Obama didn't say anything about it. Did he mention North Korea? Maybe he did. What did he say he's going to do? He's going to make certain that they can grow cabbage in the winter with some miracle crop. I don't know. What did he say about the weapons for North Korea? Nothing. Did anyone hear it or not? Anyone listening to Savage Nation, did he mention the bombs that North Korea set off? Test number 3. Miniaturized and lighter, able to be put on top of a rocket that could reach Los Angeles, San Francisco. Do you know, I think this country is so narcotized. Do you think that if they launched, God forbid they launched a rocket at one of our states, do you think the country would react? They'd go on like nothing happened. And now, ladies and gentlemen, direct from Hollywood, it's the Academy. We'll interrupt this Academy Award show to mention a very sad story. It's scary. A scary story that some kind of explosion occurred in one of our states, but We'll be right back with more from the Academy Awards. I am telling you right now that China is behind this. Savage said tonight, make no mistake about it, the North Korean nuclear blast, China is behind them. They are China's junkyard dog. They do nothing without approval from Beijing. This is China's message to Obama. Do as we say, or we can't predict what our Korean friend might do. And what does China want from Obama? Unilateral disarmament of U.S. nukes and disarming the American population. Take their guns away. See, in Cuban elections, there is only one candidate for each seat. And no suspense over who will win because, you know, in other words, there's an election, but there's only one candidate for the seat. See, that's the system we're arriving at very shortly in America. And the voter's only choice in Cuba is whether to approve of them or not. And most candidates receive well over 90%. That's the system that we're moving towards in the Democrat Republicrat government that we have now. I see that Fidel Castro feels the aches and pains of aging. They leave out the people he's murdered. They leave out the fact that he's one of the last surviving Marxist dictators on the planet. Fidel Castro describes aches and pains of aging by Paul Haven of the Associated Press. Havana, AP. Retired Cuban President Fidel Castro complained of a bad knee, weak eyesight, and difficulty adjusting to change in life during a lengthy interview session with state-run media published Tuesday. Sounds like me. My eyesight is not as good as, I mean, I have to wear glasses and difficulty adjusting to change in light. I've had that since I'm five. The 86-year-old revolutionary icon, they're not talking about me, because A, I'm not 86, I'm not a revolutionary icon, also praised Cuban election officials. Oh, whatever. Look at the puff piece these people at the AP write. Look at the garbage that these idiots who come out of journalism school write. Instead of saying he's a dictator, there are still people rotting in jail from the revolution. Instead of talking about what he's done to the economy, wrecked it. Look how they glorify him, these people. These are the same people who just glorified the shooter. These are the same people who tell you that China has no ill intent towards us, that they're our friends. These are the same people who, well, they're people who've ruined America. They're the devil themselves. It's sickening, but look, there's nothing new under the sun. What we have in the media today is about the equivalent of what we had when Hearst first came on the scene and had national newspapers and literally stampeded America into a war in order to sell newspapers. He admitted it later on. CNN's no different. None of the other channels are any different. If they could burn a city to the ground and get higher ratings, they would do it. So that's my job, is to awaken you. Awaken, awaken, awaken. Every night. On the Savage Nation. So I wrote it. I wrote A Time for War. And I believe that the North Korean nuclear blast should have awakened the world to what China is really up to here. And what they're doing is threatening us through North Korea, in my opinion. They want Obama to do what they want, which is cut our nuclear arsenal to the point where we can't defend ourselves against them and disarm the population of our Second Amendment rights. That's what China has called for. I'm not making it up. I don't care whether you're a Democrat or Republican. I don't care if you're gay, straight, black, white, yellow. It doesn't matter to me. China said they want us to be disarmed. China's told Obama they want our nuclear arsenal cut. So it doesn't matter whether you like me or not. I'm telling you what the truth is. North Korea does nothing unless China approves of it. Make no mistake about it. Nothing. Which is why it's important you pay attention to the North Korean nuclear blast. Do you understand what I'm saying to you? Do you understand what I'm saying to you? It doesn't matter whether you like my politics or not. At the end of the day, one nuclear bomb can destroy your day. Whether you're Democrat, Republican, doesn't matter what your race, religion, creed. I don't even know what a creed is. Heard it since I'm in the fifth grade. Race, religion, a creed. What is a creed? I know what race is. I know what religion is. What is a creed? Yes, I'm of that creed, and I'm sorry you're not of my creed. And therefore, I can't talk to you tonight. We don't eat the same food. We don't breathe the same air. I'm not sure you even have two lungs, but because we're not from the same creed. What is a creed? As enemy operatives plan a two-pronged attack to disarm the American military, release a deadly toxin killing 100,000 civilians, Jack Hatfield and Dover race to locate this new ground zero and save an unsuspecting country from this threat of the China cell. It's in a time for war.
Savage.